From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Authorities are trying to determine the cause of death for a man who frequently protested in Ferguson after the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that 31-year-old Bassem Masri of Chesterfield died Tuesday after being found unresponsive on a bus in Bridgeton. Someone on the bus tried unsuccessfully to perform CPR. Reports of his death circulated on social media. Other prominent activists and journalists offered their condolences and memories about Masri, who was known for his strong, outspoken beliefs and his thoughtful conversation. Although the St. Louis County Medical Examiner's Office says there was no trauma and nothing immediately suspicious, autopsy and toxicology examinations are planned. Masri frequently livestreamed demonstrations online after Brown, a black and unarmed 18-year-old, was killed in a street confrontation with a white police officer in August of 2014. Officer Darren Wilson was cleared of wrongdoing and later resigned. Fabiano Caruana lost the World Chess Championship yesterday after a nail-biting series of matches. For 3 weeks, the St. Louis resident has battled defending world champion Magnus Carlsen of Norway, with 12 straight matches, each ending in a draw. During a press conference after the match yesterday, he said he hadn't played his best.
I hope that I can look back at the match and learn a lot from it. I mean, it is also a great privilege to play with Magnus, and it's a great learning experience, so hopefully I can draw the right conclusions from it.
Though he didn't win the championship, he'll still walk away with a cash prize of nearly $500,000. Yesterday, over 100 Columbia residents gathered for the second community forum to provide input about strategies to address climate change, proposed by the Mayor's Task Force for Climate Action and Adaptation Planning. The Columbia Missourian reports residents dispersed into breakout groups to address various focus areas, including transportation, housing, energy, and solid waste. One task force member emphasized the impact housing, buildings, and development have on rising greenhouse gases. One popular strategy among residents was requiring all rental housing to meet basic energy efficiency standards when their license is renewed. The task force is developing a climate action and adaptation plan that encompasses 14 goals and 52 strategies to achieve those goals. The plan will be presented to the council in May of 2019 and completed in June of 2019. St. Louis aldermen are signaling their support for a proposal to build a Major League Soccer stadium. An aldermanic committee unanimously passed a non-binding resolution supporting the proposal, which is financed primarily with private money. Board of Aldermen President Lewis Reed's measure also lays out some incentives, including a property tax exemption. Since the state currently owns the stadium site, Reed notes the plot of land isn't currently generating property taxes. He says the city could see a boost in a number of ways, including tourism.
A city with 320,000 residents bringing another 350,000 people to downtown on an annual basis is awesome.
St. Louis Public Schools Superintendent Kelvin Adams testified in support of Reed's resolution, noting that his district will receive some sales tax revenue from the stadium. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.